Holy, 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 holy. Sometimes you just need to somebody that'll cry back and forth with you and say, "I believe." I'm gonna say holy, and somebody else says, "I'm gonna say holy," and I'm gonna say holy. Hallelujah! We're gonna cry back and forth, because if you can't say it, get somebody can speak it to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I'm thankful for you're here today. I'm thankful for the blood of the Lamb. I'm thankful for the power of the Holy Spirit that lives inside of us. You know, I was thinking as I was sitting there as the girls were dancing, and last week we shared on the blood is on the doorposts and the Lamb's in the house. Shoes are on the feet, staff is in the hand, ready for the exodus out of bondage and slavery. And the sign on the doorpost says, "Death angel, don't even bother stopping here." Amen. And I believe we can declare that over our own homes. I believe we can declare that over the doorpost of our hearts, that no sickness, no disease, no fear has entrance into this door. Amen. In Jesus' name. You know, and I thought about that as they came out of the Red Sea and they came out of bondage, you know, and you may not be under Egyptian bondage this morning, but how many know there are a lot of people that are under bondage to fear? There are under people a lot of under bondage to doubt. There are a lot of people that are under bondage to self-condemnation and insufficiencies and all of those things. How many know those can be bondage to you? They can keep you from leaving the place that you are in right now and going to where God wants to take you. And so as they got ready to leave Exodus and leave that place, the first thing they did was come to an obstacle, and that was the Red Sea. Amen. You remember that? They came out, and then they got all the big mob of people, and they got to the Red Sea, and they said, "All right, Moses, what are we going to do now?" And, you know, I'd like to say that, wow, those people didn't have a whole lot of faith, but I hear myself and see myself sometimes in those spots where God delivers you with something. God intervenes. God shows himself so mighty, and you come to the next bump in the road, and you say, "Okay, God, where are you now?" Amen. But what God spoke to Moses is, he said, "God, what am I going to do? The people are behind me. The Red Sea is before me." And he said, "What's in your hand, Moses?" And he said, "A rod." He said, "Then stretch it out." But I believe that we have within our hand, within our grasp, an arsenal this morning. Amen. And what is in our hand is the kingdom of God. He said, "The kingdom of God is at hand." That is in your hand. That is in your grasp. That is within your reach. The very same thing that I used to deliver you from the plagues of Egypt is the same thing that's going to take you across the Red Sea. It's the same thing that's going to bring water from the rock. It's the same thing. It's the arsenal of the power of the Holy Ghost and the giftings of what God has given you to use. Those things are at our disposal. They're in our hands. And so I believe that we can stand on those this morning. I don't want to hold you long. I'm just going to share a few scriptures of encouragement to you this morning, and then you can go. But there are so many things in the scriptures, so many words of affirmation, words of encouragement. Isaiah 41 and 10 says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." 1 Peter 2:21 through 25 says, "For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again, when he suffered our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls." Exodus chapter 15 says, "And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, 'What shall we drink?' And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. which when he cast into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. And they came from that place to Elam, where were 12 wells of water and 70 palm trees, and they encamped there by the waters. When I think about that scripture, they came to the waters of Marah, and they said the waters were bitter. They weren't good to drink from. And he said, Moses cried unto the Lord, and he said, Lord, what am I going to do? And he said, put the tree in the water. Put the tree before the people, put the tree in the water. I mean, when we talk about the tree, we're talking about the cross. I mean, no, the cross is still what heals the waters. The cross is still what brings healing. The cross is still what we focus on. And what he told them is put the tree in the water. And he said, the waters became sweet. And they came from that place and they went to a place where there were 12 wells of water and they encamped there. What I want to say to you this morning is don't camp out by bitter waters. Don't stay in a bitter place. Don't set up camp in a place of discouragement or a place of fear or a place of torment. Get up on out of that place. Put the tree in the water. Put the tree in your home. Put the tree in your life. Put the tree in your marriage. Put the tree in your kids. Keep the cross ever before you and don't camp out on that place. But get yourself to a place where there is running, living water and camp out there. I don't want to camp out in a place. Don't set up in a mailbox in a place where you don't want to live forever. Amen? What's the song say? If you're going through hell, don't stop. Don't put out a mailbox there. Don't make it a permanent residence. Find yourself a place where water is flowing. Life-giving source is there. And that's where you need to camp out. That's where you need to abide. That's where you need to reside. Hallelujah. For I am the God who healeth thee. Matthew 11:28-30 says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. As I was pondering last night and this morning, just thinking of some things to share. Like I said, I'm not going to be lengthy. For one thing, we can only broadcast so long on battery, so that's okay. But also, just to use wisdom, but I was thinking about when the children of Israel got ready to go into Jericho. You remember the story when God told them, he said, you're going to get ready to go into Jericho. I'm going to give you the city. He said, but I want you to march around the walls 7 times. And on the 7th day, you're going to shout with a great shout. But he told them, don't talk, do it in silence until the 7th day and shout. Now the miracle of God causing the walls of Jericho to fall was not that they shouted and they came down. The miracle in that story was that thousands of people were quiet for 6 days. I submit to you that that's probably the greatest miracle in that story. Because how is it the more you tell people don't talk, the more they want to talk, right? I live in that environment every day. So the moment you say don't talk, that's when they want to talk, right? And so he tells them, and I thought about that, and I'm sure you can preach this a whole lot of ways, but as I was thinking about it last night and was thinking about, he said, now I don't want you to talk. When you watch around the walls, I don't want you to talk. You can't tell the person behind you, you're too close to me, you're bumping into me, watch where you're going. You can't, you know, you can't share anything about you. It don't matter what you want to say, don't talk, right? That is the miracle of the walls of Jericho. Thank you, Jesus. But I really believe that one way to look at this scripture is that when they got ready to march around those walls of Jericho, they knew they were facing the Jericho walls. They knew that they were facing a monumental task. And look, he's not giving them battery rams. He's not giving them bulldozers. He's not giving them sledgehammers. He said, I want you to walk and I want you to shout. That's all he's given them. Now, I don't know about you, but I like to think, Lord, I want to be obedient when I hear your voice. But there's probably somewhere in my mind that's saying, and where's the arsenal for this? How is this going to happen? And I really hope God spoke to Joshua. Right? Am I in the room by myself today? But what I think the Lord was doing there when he said to them, he said, I don't want you to talk until I tell you to shout. When I tell you to shout, I want you to shout with a shout of victory. What I really believe he was saying to them is, if you talk, and I say to Monty, I'm going to do this. I don't know if it's going to work or not. And I'm just a little bit afraid. And Monty says to Joyce, I don't know, but Lisa's afraid. What do you think? I don't know if we should do this or not. And Joyce says to Andy, I heard the front of the line is all scared. And they're afraid. They don't know we should be doing this. And Andy says to Tam, I think everybody's bailing on the back end of the line. I don't think we should do this. And we get to Sam. And by the time we get to Trish or Robin over here, we have done talked ourselves out of what God has commanded us to do. Because when you start to speak fear at the beginning of the line, let me tell you what happens when it gets to the end of the line. Anybody ever played gossip before? I'm going to whisper something in your ear, and then you're going to whisper it to them. And by the time it gets to here, it's a whole different story than what you heard in the beginning. I seriously think that God silenced the voice of the whole host of the Israelites marching around Jericho so they did not talk themselves out of the promise of God and what was to come. He said, if you don't have anything to say, don't say anything. I don't want you to talk about it. I don't want you to reason it out. I don't want you to think about the logistics. I just want you to obey, and I just want you to move. And when you open your mouth, and I want you to hear this morning, when you open your mouth, let it be a shout of praise, and let it be a shout of victory, so that the only thing that's coming out of your mouth is the things that are going to bring down walls and are going to destroy what your enemy is. You don't profess or anything out of your mouth, anything other than a shout of victory. Yep. Hallelujah. Part of what's going on, and please don't think I'm minimalizing anything. Part of what's going on is because we have so much social media and interaction that it is constantly bombarding our minds and our thoughts, and it starts to breed fear and panic. Yeah. And when God said, just don't talk about it. Just be silent, and if you say anything, let it be a shout of victory. Let it be a shout of praise. Let it be a word of affirmation. Let it be a scripture that says, I know in whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Whatsoever things are good, whatsoever things are honorable, whatsoever things be of virtue, of praise, think on these things. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. How many know those words have power? Those words bring victory. So if you want to say something that's a shout of praise. Say something that's a word of encouragement. Say something that doesn't breed fear, that doesn't breed confusion. Say something. If you don't know what else to say, just say, my God is bigger. My God is bigger. Just raise a hallelujah. We sang it this morning, our praise team. I see a victory. I'm going to raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemy. I'm not going to talk defeat. I'm not going to trash talk. I'm going to talk about what the Lord said is true. Hands down, the reason I believe that David was victorious over Goliath is because he hung out by himself on the backside of the desert, writing things like, the Lord is my shepherd. He didn't hang out with the brethren who were trembling in fear. And when he went up to deliver the food and he heard the accusation of the giant, they were already afraid. And guess what? Not one of them stepped up to fight, but somebody who stepped in from the outside, who'd been writing songs of praise and worship, stepped in and said, wait a minute, that giant defies the armies of the living God. I'm going to stand up. I'm going to declare something other than the fear talker that I'm hearing all around me. I mean, sometimes you got to distance yourself from some fear talk and some defeat and hang out if you got to by yourself. And hear what the word says. David wrote some powerful psalms. David went through some hard times, but if you'll read through them, he always falls back. My hope is in the Lord. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you discomfited? Hope thou in the Lord. When he's talking about, why are you cast down, O my soul? He's not even talking about his spirit man. As we say, oh, our spirit man's strong, our soul gets weak. Why? Because we start to live out of our mentality, our psuche, our mindset, the things that we allow infiltrate our thoughts. What does he say to himself? Self, why are you cast down, O my soul? Self, hope thou in the Lord. Come on, David, hope in the Lord. You've been there before. You know how to do this. You were born a worshiper. You're a harpist. You're an anointed man of God. Come on, soul, your hope is in the Lord. Hallelujah. And we can confess that, and we can confess that to folks around us, and we can believe and declare those things because that's what the word says. Amen. And that's where we stand. We stand on the word. We stand on the promises of God. We stand and declare those things. There's times that we probably either need to be silent or shout because fear breeds fear. Be silent in praise or shouts of worship. Hallelujah. I want to read Psalms 34, 1 through 22, and then we will go this morning. If you want to read along with me, you're welcome to do that. It's one of my favorite scriptures out of the Bible. We could do the song of Asaph. Asaph, the song of Asaph says, I complained until my spirit was overwhelmed. I know how I got myself into this shape. I know how to get myself out of it. That's what the psalmist is saying. I complained until my very own words overwhelmed me. And I became down in my spirit and I became overwhelmed. But he began to speak to himself and he began to declare the days of the Most High. And he began to lift up his eyes and he began to change his focus until he began to bring himself out of that place. Psalms 34, 1 through 22 says, I will bless the Lord, what? At all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his service, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Stand with me this morning. That scripture is so packed full of all of the promises of God. It's a great chapter for comfort. It's a great chapter for peace. It's a great chapter to remind yourself. It's a great chapter to just quote it, get it in your heart, get it in your mind. Hallelujah. David said, I will hide his word in my heart that I might not sin against God. There are times you don't have your Bible app, you don't have your Bible, you don't have your scriptures, but you can't take the word out of my heart. Hallelujah. We might take prayer out of public places, but you can't take it out of me. You might take the word out of places, but you can't take it out of me. It's too late. It's in there. It's like Prego. It's in there. Prego spaghetti sauce. I'm not Prego. I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's in the spaghetti sauce. Hallelujah. It's in there. And let me just tell you, it's just as powerful in there. Spirit. And I appreciate the post, and I've already seen scriptures. And